This is Wade Rather, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A lawsuit has challenged a voter suppression rule in Kansas requiring proof of citizenship that has left thousands of people, many of them young and first-time voters, listed as incomplete registrants. J. Dennis Hastert, the former House of Representatives Speaker, has agreed to plead guilty on a hush money count. He was charged in May with structuring cash withdrawals totaling $1.7 million to avoid detection. Reports said he was trying to cover up allegations of sexual misconduct with a former student. A new study is challenging the notion that we need a minimum of 7 hours of sleep for good health. It found that Americans on average sleep as much as people in three different hunter-gatherer societies where there is no electricity and the lifestyles have remained largely the same for thousands of years. If anything, hunter-gatherer communities included in the new study, the Hazda and San tribes in Africa and the Tismani people in South America, tend to sleep even less than many Americans. Meth usage rates are reportedly higher in the western U.S. states than the Bible Belt has the most labs. A survey in 2010 noted that counties containing meth labs tended to be disproportionately white and evangelical. New reports are that dry counties where alcohol is not sold may have more meth. Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins, will unveil a nonprofit organization that intends to use athletes and sports to combat racism and discrimination, an effort that has the support of the country's largest broadcasters and sports leagues. The Ross Initiatives for Sports for Equality will begin running public service announcements during football games this weekend and will over time feature some of the biggest names in sports, including Tom Brady, Stephen Curry, and LeBron James, talking about the need for tolerance. A Marine Corps study made public by a women's advocacy group found that after months of testing mixed-gender combat units, troops reported morale equal to that of all male groups and higher than non-combat integrated groups. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.